Hello, this is AstrologyNewsReport.com with your hosts, David Anton Savage and Ron Berger.
Now we go to our third segment of this week's report, People in the News, where we will analyze the Vedic astrology birth chart of a newsworthy person or thing.
Yes, this week we delve into the birth chart of the United States of America in search of some astrological insight into what has been happening in this country, as well as what is coming next.
A preliminary note here on the chart that we are using. There are many different possible charts for the birth of a country. In this case, we are using the time of when the final signatures were added to the Declaration of Independence, which is widely accepted as being on the evening of July 4th, 1776, between 6 and 7 p.m. in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
It is interesting to note that not all Vedic astrologers agree on the birth time, and there are different charts. In fact, there are at least a couple of rectified astrology charts for the United States out there.
I did a rectification for the USA birth time years ago, and I have decided that the 1820 or 6:20 p.m. time is the most effective based on what is known as historical for a nation that has now been around for nearly 240 years.
One interesting technique you made use of is the transits for the day of September 11th, 2001, laid upon the USA chart, and how it lined up with the solar eclipse of the previous June of that same year.
Yes, that evil day and that eclipse really helps to make the case for this chart, and I have to say that it has proved itself correct many times and in many ways. Anyway, folks who would like to see the full explanation can read the article on the USA on my website, livingskillfully.com.
Well, today we have yet another example of why we think this chart works, as demonstrated by recent and ongoing events.
According to this chart, the USA recently began the Venus subperiod of its Mars major period. The idea behind Vedic astrology's Vimshatari Dasha system of planetary period prediction is that the planet's significations, as well as the houses it rules by way of its signs, get lit up, so to speak, when that planet's period gets activated.
So here we are talking about the Venus subperiod for the USA. The chart we are using makes the USA a Sagittarius rising nation. In a Sagittarius rising chart, Venus, by way of its signs Taurus and Libra, winds up ruling the 6th house of enemies and the 11th house of friends. This is why it is said of Sagittarius rising that friends become enemies and enemies become friends.
And here's a partial list of partner countries who have become angered at the USA in just the past couple of weeks. Saudi Arabia, due to the Obama administration not coming down hard on Syria as well as maintaining high-level contact with Iran. Germany, for NSA eavesdropping on Angela Merkel's cell phone conversations, causing her political embarrassment domestically. Mexico and Brazil for similar NSA spying transgressions. Pakistan for drone strikes targeting terrorists that ended up killing innocent civilians. Libya for unauthorized commando raids on suspected Al-Qaeda personnel in Libya. France for allegedly recording 70 million phone calls made by French citizens. And China for flirting with financial disaster brought on by the political brinksmanship during the USA government shutdown.
Holy moly, Ron, that is one hell of a list.
Yeah, amazingly, and that's just in the past few weeks. That's since the Venus subperiod began.
So this clearly demonstrates a principle described by Vedic astrology and, in this case, highlights an aspect of America's character and conduct in the greater world.
Yeah, and it goes further. Note the position of Venus in the 7th house of the USA chart. The 7th is the house of partnership. For the USA, the Venus subperiod turns on the country's karma connection with its allies.
Which might not be so bad, except that Venus is associated with three other planets, including Mars, the planet of aggression, the Sun, planet of domination, and Jupiter, the planet of righteousness, all of which distorts the usual harmonious quality of Venus.
Yes, so clearly the Venus subperiod will be a time of having to resolve foreign policy issues, as shown by the USA chart, and this will be no easy task.
What we do know for sure is that the USA's predilection for turning friends into enemies and enemies into friends is not ever going to go away.
Yeah, right. And let's not forget that since Venus is also the planet of value and finances, there's often a money angle to this friend-enemy-enemy-friend pattern. Another typical Sagittarius quality is being overly generous, even to your enemies, in an attempt to buy their approval. The USA's history of foreign aid programs certainly supports this interpretation.
Another Sagittarius quality is to stiffen up and get self-righteous when accused of wrongdoing. Sagittarians will never admit to being in the wrong. Just look at all the twisted explanation of reasons and justification the government has been putting out recently in the face of last week's foreign relations messes.
Like Winston Churchill famously declared, the USA generally will do the right thing, but only after all other alternatives have been exhausted.
Well, I'm sure there'll be more examples of the USA's Venus subperiod during the coming months, and we will bring them to our listeners' attention as they appear.